All right, good luck. Before we begin tonight, I just want to revisit something we mentioned last week. Last week we wanted to know how come there's no bracha on mitzvahs halva. Like every other mitzvah that says you should have a bracha, so this mitzvah is no different. You should also have a bracha. So we mentioned last week, I believe it was six or seven terutzim, actually six terutzim last week. I actually failed to mention another teretz. A Gishmaka teretz is a teretz from the Ar Zeruah. In Birchas Hamoitzi, in Simen Kuf Mem, he says that this mitzvah, tzedakah, this whole list, these mitzvahs, tzedakah, kibud avim, kibud vehida, all these mitzvahs, he says that there's no bracha, because in order to have a bracha, you need a chiviv hamitzvah. You have to have that chavivis. The Gemara says, l'masha, something that comes mishal l'shah, that only comes from infrequent times, so you have that chavivis for a mitzvah. But if it comes steady, constantly, then there's no chavivis for that mitzvah, because you're used to that mitzvah, you do the mitzvah day in and day out. So he says, all these mitzvahs, be'etzem, are mitzvahs that were chayiv tamidi. You're mechayiv to give tzedakah every second beside. Every time there's an ani, you have to give tzedakah. Now, granted, we have to come on that there needs to be an ani, but beside, any time an ani comes to you, you got to give tzedakah. Any time an ani comes to you and asks for halva, you got to give the halva. Hayoi says this is a mitzvah that it's chayiv tamidi, so you don't have that chavivis. Chaviv is only the only thing, some that comes mizman lezman. And this, since it's constant, so you don't have that chavivis, they were never instituted a bracha.
But tzitzis
and tefillin, you have the night. So that's the break. Every night you don't have a chiv, so the mail the next day is a new fresh, taking on the mitzvah of Nochamot. Sorry? Talmud Torah. Okay, Talmud is a kash. Talmud Torah, you say it's a kash on a number of terutzim, but in a kanami. That's the Ar Zeruah. Another, Be'er Shiz Chesed this week, I saw, M'schus HaRabim, we mentioned last week Teretz of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Teretz Tamim, and he said that the reason why there's no bracha on these type of mitzvahs, which are Be'nadam L'chaver, which he calls mitzvah sichli, as things that we understand that we have to do socially, we have a social responsibility to do. He says, these type of mitzvahs that you, even the goyim do, so it doesn't pass the bracha, Hashem Kedishonu. Kedishonu is the hevdel, that we were moved on Be'na'amim, so in Echlam, we do it as a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they do it because of their seichel, but Hayyos, Lemaisa on the surface, it looks like we're doing the same thing. They're giving tzedakah, we're giving tzedakah lahavdil. It looks like we're doing the same thing. So you don't see the hevdil ben amim, so you don't see the kedusha, so memela there's no bracha. So it's a geshmaka teretz. Lemaisa is Baruch Hashem, it's already an alter teretz. I found this week, it's a binyamin ze'ev, at the end of Simen Kuf Samachtes, Mamish says the same thing. So, whatever, I Mamish will quote it in one sefer. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't quote it, he's Mechavim by himself. Teretz Mimba doesn't quote it. Teretz Mimba doesn't even quote his father in Aruch HaShulchan, he says it by himself. But beside it, another Teretz that it doesn't pass the Vishik Kedishonu because you don't see the Hevdom. All right. Okay, let's go back to where we were up to. What we were discussing at the end of last year was certain tenoim conditions, or certain inyonim about this mitzvah of lahalvos. The Mechaber brings it down very briefly, this if, mitzvah zaseh lahalvos alenei Yisrael, and Aves Chesed brings out numerous points to be magda the mitzvah, when you have chiyuvim, when you don't have chiyuvim. So what we discussed last week, we discussed the inyon of the shir. Is any shir, and we said that Aves Chesed and the Evin Ozel entertains that the inyon of lending is not limited to a chaymish, it's not limited to a fifth. If a guy wants to borrow more than a fifth of your earnings and you have the ability to lend him, then you mechuyev to lend him even more than a fifth. The inyon of Ayivazeh Yesim Mechemish doesn't pass by this inyon of Halva. And we discussed this, we were mafakfek, maybe L'cherit should pass here too. Okay, fine, that's one thing. There are more inyonim that Aves Chesed brings down. I would just like to go through them very quickly. Another one is a time frame. If a person wants to borrow for an extended period of time, are you mechuyev to lend him? Or is no, stam hava lamed yoyim, and you're only mechuyev to lend him up to 30 days. So Aves Chesed, that there is no time limitation, even though stam hava means when you give it stam, so we understand it's only for 30 days, but if the person lahed you says, I need it for more than 30 days, and you're mechuyev to lend them even more than 30 days, provided you have the ability, you could afford to lend them for such a duration of time. But if not, that. He says, if you can't even lend for 30 days because you need the money next week, so then you won't have a chiv pass next week, but you'll have to lend for this week. You'll have to lend for 1 day, for 2 days, whatever it is. Whatever you could afford, it's a kol of fee, hasag is yad of the malva. That's just like he's takes it off of what we discussed about the shear. Just like he says the shear is more than a chemish or kfi hasag is yad, not kuloi, because he's a person who needs some money to survive himself, but kfi hasag is yad, so to this man is also kfi hasag is yad of the malva. That is the Avos Chesed. Granted, in the Siva Chesed, that's in the bottom of the Avos Chesed, he's mesupik on this, but there's a minchas soilis at the end of Mitzvah Samach Vav, who takes issue with the Avos Chesed, and he marshals over here a Taz, that's Mavun the Taz, that the Taz learned the Pasuk Mekesef Talva, is talking about Stam Avon Lamed Yoim, and Memeila, the Mitzvah is limited to Lamed Yoim. If a person needs a Havah more than Lamed Yoim, you are not Mechiv to lend him more than Lamed Yoim. As I talked to Minchas Soilis. Oh, excellent, excellent. So the kasha is lemaisa. So what? But there's a chiv. The Avos Chesed brings it down. It's a really gemara in Eilat Metzias. It's a gemara's mavua that there's a mitzvah filu kuf pamim. The fact that you got to lend, I got to lend this guy, and then he comes back and he pays me, and he wants to borrow again, I got to lend him again. And he pays me up, he needs it again. As long as he needs it, I have a chiv, keep on lending him even 100 times. It's understood, I have that chiv. It's mavul like that in the Gemara. So what's mincha seilich limiting it to 30 days? Or what?
You can reevaluate your
So you have to say, what's 1-8? So you have to say, l'chayra, that let's say right now you don't anticipate needing the money for more than 30, even after 30 days. And Batsim, if you would have the chiv, you'd have to give the loan right now for 60 days. But if you hold on to it, there might be that chance. So wait 30 days, reevaluate your situation. At that time, maybe you don't have the ability to lend anymore because you already invested the money, something came up, you needed chulila for medical, whatever it is, something, you needed the money. So if you're going to have to lend right now, you might lose that remote possibility of needing the money later. But if no, I only have to lend for 30 days at a time, more than that, I don't have to lend. So that might be an eitzah. Another eitzah could be is that right now this is the Reuven is the only in front of me who needs to borrow. So he says he needs it for 40 days. One second, because sales say I don't have to give it for 40 days, right? What's a cheshvin? Because in 30 days from now there might be a Shimon who also needs the halva. There might be somebody else who also needs it. So someone else who also needs the halva at that point, and then Reuven also. So now I have two people in front of me. I can't give all to Reuven or all to Shimon. The Avos Chesed says he was a divider. Give half to Reuven, half to Shimon. So it would be enough kamina that if I'm not mechuyev to lend you 100 days, you can't chapois the halva from all the other potential anim who might need the halva. Because by that time, they'll be lined up and I'll have to divide the money amongst everyone. Maybe that's a nafkamina. I mean, maybe you can moshe. It's other nafkaminas. But lamais, it's a machloikas. Avos Chesed holds you mechuyev to lend even more than 30 days. And the Minchas Soilis, based on the Taz over here, says it's only limited to up to a 30-day halva.
Now, but let's say you lend it for 30 days. You lend it only for 30 days, that will mess him up.
Or mess him up? How?
He needs the loan for 60. So, but you're, you know.
So I'm not mechuyev. The Minchas Soilis says, I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to do that. Stam of Alamed Yom. So when Torah says Kesef Talva, I'm not mechuyev to go more than 30 days. Let me add to this. I'm talking about the mitzvahs I say Daraisa in Kesef Talva. You want to know if a guy lends money for more than 30 days, did he do a good thing? Great thing. He was Mekayim Mitzvah Gemilas Chesed. It's a different Indian. Maybe even a Daraisa's Chesed. It's only Darabonim. We'll talk about it. It's something else. But you want to know Mekayim the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kesef Talva? That's 30 days. Up to 30 days, more than that, I don't have to give out halva. It's yitachein, that even like the Munkar Tzaylitz, if you do give a loan for more than 30 days, maybe you'll make kind of mitzvah keset halva as well. You just don't have the chiv. Means, yesh b'cham asayim mana. Torah says, if I lend for 30 days, I have the mitzvah keset halva. So if I lend for 40 days, I certainly lend for 30 days. But I won't have the chiv. I don't have the obligation, the chiv on me, to lend for more than 30 days. Because tam avah is lamedjoy. If I do one shot for 60 days, that's one mitzvah. But if I do 30 and 30, that lechay is two mitzvahs.
You're not allowed to.
Sorry?
You may not be allowed to. You're putting yourself in a situation where if you have another, only have the 30 days, you're not going to, you have a
chiyuv. I don't know about that. I'm not so sure to take it as okay. Can I make an investment right now? I'm the bailam of the money right now. Can I make an investment right now that it might take away from future aniyim? I got to do what I got to do. So I want to chaperon and help this guy give his chesed. That's how I would like to use my money. Lechay, you should be allowed to.
Do I have to get the money back after 30 days to have mitzvah?
Rather, I don't know, get another mitzvah. The Avos Chesed holds, we discussed it, that the Avos Chesed holds, if you have a halva out, And now someone else wants the halva, and the first halva is ready, he gives man baroin, you mechuiv to collect that halva to now pay, to lend the second time. It's considered yeshla, you have the money, it's out, and it's he gives man baroin.
Well, the chassid is, you have a chiv to collect the 30 days, to give the next time.
You would have, let everyone, you would have the chiv. I'm saying, like the mechassayilis, you only mechuiv, even lechatchila, to only give it to 30 days. If I gave it for 40 lekatchila, I'd be mechuiv. I don't know. Once I gave it for 40, and I have a contractual obligation with the guy, I can't now collect it after 30.
30, and you're not collecting it.
Oh, if I gave it 30, not collecting, so let's kuliyam. Kuliyam, I'd have that chiv to collect it if I have another money in front of me. If I have another money to mukai in the mitzvah, then I'm mechuiv to collect it. Lechayr, yes. Okay, here comes a hard issue, and that is, how secure do you need to be in order to be mechuiv to lend money? Unfortunately, a lot of people are burnt in lending money. Somehow, there are good intentions and good wishes, that wishful thinking they've been paid back, and somehow it doesn't happen. I can't tell you the statistics, I just know that from Dinei Torah, there's a lot out there. Now, I don't know, maybe it's only 1% of all the greater halvos that are out there, but unfortunately, there are a lot of halvos that are not paid back. So how sure do you have to be? So there's a Taisus in Bava Metzia and Pei Beis Mebeis. The Taisus says the following. It's interesting. It's like a pshara. The Taisus says that if the loiva has a mashkin, the ability to give you a mashkin, and you would like a mashkin on the hava, you are not mechuyev to lend him unless he gives you that mashkin. Because without a mashkin, you always remotely have a chance to lose money. He says he's going to pay. He has all chedmonis. Why he could prove his paycheck's coming in. But the bottom line is, I might not get my money. But if he gives me a mashkin, I'm much more secure in getting the money. So Mamela's Zaktois is that if he has the ability to give you a mashkin and he doesn't want to, you do not have a mitzvah to lend. You don't have a chiv to lend him this money without a mashkin. However, it's Mavuan Taisis that if he doesn't have the ability to give you a mashkin, then you are mechuyev mida araisa to lend him the money even without a mashkin. As I move on to this. Now, are you running a risk? Yeah, so you have to know how risk, but at least it's not a perfect situation. You're not guaranteed to get your money back. You don't have a mashkin. Have a beacon vice versa on Tysis. You do have a chiv to lend him.
Does it mean somebody doesn't have a mashkin? He's penniless?
He's penniless and he's, well, not just penniless, he's itemless. He can't forgo any items. Every item that he has, he needs. Let me flesh it out a little bit. There's a chedushei arim who's magde. What's pratin taisis? What type of pshar is this? If he has a mashkin, I don't have the mitzvah until he gives a mashkin. Without it, I do. Where does it say that in the pasuk? Where do you see this hagdara? It's like the chedushei arim tzah. He says like this, that hayoyis the mitzvah is only to lend out to an ani, which we have to discuss. But hayoyis the mitzvah is only to lend out to an ani. So he says, an ani is somebody who doesn't have the ability otherwise. It means if he has a mashkin, so to lend him without a mashkin, he's not an ani. B'negeya to being worthy to get a halva without a mashkin, no, he's not deserving, because hayyis he could do it with a mashkin, b'inyan zeh, he's not considered an ani. If he doesn't have a mashkin, so but the last brain, he needs the halva, so he's an ani, so he's right for this mitzvah. But to the extent he has the ability to give you a mashkin, then he's only an ani b'negeya to the halva, if Hitake gives you that mashkin. If he doesn't give you that mashkin, then he's not an ani, because he could have given you the mashkin. He could have gotten the halva with a mashkin. So hayyis, he has the ability. That's how he's magdir it. Mele zakte chedushin, it's into santa hagdara, but zakte chedushin, it's a nafke mina la halacha. He'll give egishmak a nafke mina. And he says that what happens if the person has many assets, like you, he doesn't have any, he doesn't have a watch, he doesn't have a jacket, he doesn't have anything. So he says, he doesn't have a car. Zakte chedushin rim. What does it mean he doesn't have a mashkin? It means like this. We're going to learn later on in the Simen that there's a concept of sidur ba'bal choiv. You have to leave him the basic necessities of life. Whatever that is, whether it's tools, or whether it is klei echol nefesh, or whether it's just something that he can have day-to-day living, his basic necessities, his basic items, his basic tools. So if the person only has his basic tools, his basic necessities, then you can't ask for a mashkin. Because asking a mashkin in that oifen, then you're going into his anias. Bishloim, if he has something above his basic necessities, and just grad he can't liquidate it, he has a lot in Lakewood. But the market's down, he can't even sell it, he needs the money today, he'll never be able to get the money. So he's desperate for money, but he has the ability to give you that mashkin, so he's mechuyev to give you that mashkin. But if he has a jacket, He's not mechuyev to give the jacket because he needs the jacket. He's an ani lo yisidavo. B'negeto jacket, he is an ani. He needs that jacket. And Mamela, since he needs it, so he's not mechuyev to give up that to give that up as a mashkin. So it's only, you could only money a mashkin from somebody who has assets or an asset that he could go do without. If he has such an asset, then you could ask for a mashkin. If not, you can't ask for a mashkin. You're going to, okay, we'll go into those.
Yeah, the pasuk speaking about a Russian, that he wasn't allowed to take a mashkin.
Where, why?
He had a pillow.
Right, so maybe it's talking about where he gave it to you. He gave it to you willingly.
Yeah, he had no
maybe. All right. Without the Chedushirim, maybe you have a right to ask for a mashkin as long as he has any item. If he has a jacket, I want the jacket. And you go into these chiyuvim depending how, you know, not every item, whatever, you have to believe that to see. All right, but that comes along the Avos Chesed. And Avos Chesed, now it's a little frightening. That means you got to lend every single person a halva.
If you see if the guy has an ability to pay, I mean, if you ask him how you're going to pay, he says, I'm shut to the telephone. You have to lend them.
So this is the Avos Chesed. The Avos Chesed says that even though you have a chiv midaraisa to lend somebody without a mashkin, but he has to be batuach that he's going to pay you back. And what that betochin is, what the sheer betochin, I can't tell you. But it has to be an oifin that you're confident. Obviously, we're not Nevi'im and we can't be perfect, and it's still not the confidence level of a mashkin. It's lower than the confidence level of a mashkin, but you're still confident that he's going to pay you back. If you don't have that confidence, if he says that, you know, the Eivisha, that's very nice, but unless you mamish ma'aminim in the Eivisha. But otherwise, like Maisa, there was Maisa with Matranisa with Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara brings down. One of the ways in Rabbi Akiva we became an usher was Matranisa lent Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had no money, so she made up that the how is that called? The Baruch Hu and the Yam are going to be the Ravim on it, something like that. And Rekiva Taka didn't pay, and Mamela Kodroko made a nest that the Yam gave her, Bizmana Paroi, and spit out some treasure chest. And from there, she got paid up. And then when Rekiva later on brought money to pay her, she said, I was already paid. The Arev already paid me, and I got he paid me too much. And she gave him back all the extra that the Arev, the Branjan, paid her. Yeah, okay, so that's. All right, but no, if he says that he's relying on the Menachem, you're not mech, unless you have that betochen. But if you don't have the betochen level, no, you're not mechiv to lend him. A lot of people, see, it's, let me say it nicely, but I believe that in today's society, I don't know what it was then, but it seems from the Yishayim, and it was seen in the Halacha, it's a bit different, the Hanhag of today, than it was Amal. And that is that Amal, a person didn't borrow and wasn't allowed to borrow unless he was certain he'll pay back in time. In fact, it's asa to borrow, which we're going to see Belinda later on in the sermon. It's asa to borrow unless the borrower knows how he's going to pay back in the zman haberoy. If not, he's not allowed to borrow the money. It's asa for him to borrow. So, given that, it's not so difficult to entertain that if a guy is coming right, he's asking for money and he has a plan, his paycheck's coming and fine. But when people have like these Sveikis, you know, he hopes to win a lawsuit. I've heard that already a couple of dini Torah. He hopes to win a lawsuit, and that's why he borrowed the money. It's very nice that you're hoping, but there's no guarantee you're going to win that lawsuit, so then you're not allowed to borrow, and Malva is not mechuyev to lend you that money. Now, if you're upfront with him that if the loiv is upfront that he doesn't have a way to pay back and he still wants to borrow the money, and the Malva chooses to lend him anyway, that's a very nice, gemilas chesed, gavaldik. But he's not mechuyev to. You're only mechuyev to lend money if you have a degree of confidence that he's going to pay you back on the time that he stipulates. If not, you're not mechuyev to lend him. Well, we're going to see. He might have some other things, but that the malva. Now, if the guy tells you up in front that he's not going to pay you back, or you know it's a suffix if he'll pay you back on time, I don't know if this is lefnaiv. He's telling you up front, you know, it might not happen, you know.
He's going to give back his zman haperoyin, or he's going to give it back, period.
Again, we had similar shaila last week. At least he has to give it back. Pashas even, but it's mana prime. But yes, because if you're not mechuyev, it might go on to the other thing. To the extent that you're mechuyev to lend him, then you have to be betuach. Means if you hold mechuyev only up to 30 days, then if you're not betuach, he's going to pay back within 30 days, and you don't have that chiyuv. Like the Avos Chesed, if you could afford to lend for 60 days, very nice. But after that, we had already a couple of ma'asim lately that a guy had money aside to buy a house for his child, and the closing's only been 2 months, and someone else borrowed it in interim, and The Zman HaBroin came and went, and it's already like a year later, and he still hasn't paid back. So I couldn't afford to lend it more than 6 days. I need it for my son. So I'm only mechuyev 60 days. I said, if you're not betuach to pay me back in 6 days, I'm not mechuyev to lend you that money.
You don't need the money. $1,000 and you're giving...
If I don't need it at all, so the Rav Yitzchak said, you're to lend it indefinitely then. So in the Chaim, I don't know if Zman HaBroin will make a difference then. Maybe, because to the extent... But like, even like the Rav Yitzchak said, there's a limitation. To the extent I need that money. To the point I need that money, I have to be betuach. You're going to give me back the money when I need it. If I don't... If I'm not that betuach... Now, you have to be honest with you. You can't play, I don't trust you. No, it doesn't mean the trust, again, of a mashkin. It's less than the trust of a mashkin, but you have to have a trust. You have to be confident he's going to pay you back.
Technically, you can go to an oisher and borrow $500 for 20 years. There's nothing...
Like the Avis Chesed, you could borrow... Yeah. And you need it for 20 years.
Yeah, he needs it.
How does he know he needs it for 20 years?
He can take it and push him off. I'm saying he can borrow it and play with him for 20 years.
And play with him. He shouldn't play with him. You should tell him up front, I need it for let me borrow it for as long as I need it, which might be 20 years. Right?
So
but if he promises paying back early, I mean, then it's a game he's playing.
Osha suspects a person's going to take it. He has a history of doing it. He has no right not to give it to him. He's going to play with him for 10 years.
No, if he promises an unrealistic time period, I don't think that we're talking about that. I'm only talking about where he tells Aisha, I need it for 30 days, I need it for 5 years. Fine, he told him before, and Aisha could afford to give it for 5 years. So like David's guy said, it's mechuyev to do it. But if he tells him 30 days, and he really can't do it 30 days, I don't know if you're... Then we might go into Sif Dalet that he's playing with you. And it means he's not being straight with you, and he's not... going to pay you back at the time, and then you're going to end up being over Lasila like Kanoshi because you're going to hunt him for the money. I'm not sure if it's going to go in that case. I'm not sure. Lamais is upon him Yafis in Pashas Mishpatim as well, who says that you only have a chiv when the person is betuach that he's going to pay back. But truth be told, if you look at the Panam Yafis, it's mashu over there, because Chaylis points it out as well, it's mashu over there that it's only with a mashkin. Kilo, the Panam Yafis understood that you only have this chiv when the guy gives you a mashkin. And that's for sure not. That we have a taisa that says Tim Achiv without a mashkin if you can't afford to give you a mashkin. If you can afford to give you a mashkin, then it's only with a mashkin. If you can't, then you mechuyev to give it even with Anna Mashkin.
Could you ask for an Ariv?
Well, 1 second. If he is Betuach, then Lechayra, you have a chiv to lend him even without an Ariv. Lechayra. If he's not Betuach, then you don't have a chiv. If he's willing to get an Ariv, and with the Ariv, he'll reach the level of Bitachon, then yes, and then with an Ariv, then you're mechuyev to lend it, because now you have that level of Bitachon, that there'll be some form of payment, either from him or from the Ariv. All right. One more thing, and we're going to have to move on. I don't want to spend the whole night on this, but one more thing is if you have a store, and people want to buy in credit, you mechuyev to give credit to customers. Mechuyev midaraisa to lend money. So anachem, those customers who are ashirim, say not mechuyev to, let's say, on this daraisa, on this mitzvah. But to aniim, customers who are aniim, are you mechuyev to lend, to give credit? So Rav Chesed addresses this, and he says you're not mechuyev for two reasons. One reason he says, because it's business money, means that money you need, that capital you need to now buy the next item to be able to sell. That's how you generate your business. If people are going to keep on buying on credit, you're going to drain your capital, and Mameli won't be able to function. Your business will fail. So Mameli says that you come first. You're not mechuyev to take out of your capital, your business capital, and give on credit. That's one cheshbon.
1 minute, but all the businesses in Williamsburg and Warcraft work on credit, and they work credit because they go credit to the guy. So if their system works like that, then they are mechuyev?
No, why? But if they would have more capital, they'd be able to expand and do more and whatever. They'd be able to grow their business. The reason why they give credit is because they made a business decision. It's better for the business to allow for credit. But we're not talking about that. This guy holds that it's for business decision, it's better not to allow for credit. Does he have a mitzvah derais half of pekin to give a credit because of Kesef Talva? So on that, Tavis Kesef says no, because he needs it for his business and he's not mechuyev to give credit. One cheshbon. Second cheshbon, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, is that credit is not a havo. Havo means I lent you money. Credit is I gave you an item, which is a mekach or memkar, and I allow you a delayed payment. He says, that's not havo. So you can't be mekayim the mitzvah in kesef talva. You don't have a chiv in kesef talva b'chai gavna. But you see, it's more than that. Not only don't you have a chiv, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah and keset ha'ava because it's not ha'ava. It's, you're doing something else. Maybe something similar to ha'ava, tastes like ha'ava, looks like ha'ava, but it's not ha'ava. It's doing something else. But mainly, you're not mechayiv to do a extended credit. The ma'aseh on that second cheshbon of the Chofetz Chaim, it should come out, some other cheshbon, because it should come out. So when the ani comes to my store and he asks me for credit, I said, no, the Chofetz Chaim says, I don't have a chiv because I only have a chiv to lend you, not to give you credit. So ani would say, so lend me the money I need to pay you right now to buy the groceries. And you're mechayiv to do it. So you're not really fedining anything like the Chofetz Chaim, that's his second cheshbon. Like the first cheshbon, but I'm not mechayiv to lend that money either. But if it's only a technicality, okay, fine, so lend me the money and then I'm not sure what the Chofetz Chaim had in mind, but one thing that comes out of Chofetz Chaim, which is, yeah, important, is this nekudo, is that if you do extend credit, you're not mechayiv this mitzvah. If you lend him to pay you, very good, then you have a mitzvah. But if you extend credit, then you don't have this mitzvah. So
kesed ava.
Sorry?
If he gives you a mashkin
on credit, so that if you hold it's not this mitzvah, then you might, only thing is, you might have a different mitzvah of gemilas chesed, you might have other mitzvahs, and then for those mitzvahs, maybe you turn into shem zaka, maybe. But as this mitzvah, so if you want to be technical, what you should be doing, and don't drive people crazy and don't embarrass them, but if a person wants credit, you should say, no, I don't give credit, but if you want, I'll lend you the money, and then buy with the letter, so then you get the mitzvah as well. All right, a plan, if you have the gadol to do this. All right. Fine, there's a lot more. Let's move on and let's flesh out. From the sif itself, we'll get some more halachas. Let's go back to the sif. Mitzvah asay, sif aleph. Mitzvah asay, lahalvois, la'aniye Yisrael. It's a mitzvah asay to lend to aniye Yisrael. The Chavis says aniye. Vuhu, mitzvah gedoyelo yoysem ya tzedakah. It's a greater mitzvah than tzedakah itself. You have a choice of giving tzedakah or lending. It's a nafkamina. Tai says it's not just agadata here in the Mechaba. It's a halacha. It's a din kedim. If two people in front of you and one wants alvah and one wants tzedakah, since it's a bigger mitzvah to give alvah, you should give the alvah rather than give it to tzedakah. It's a mitzvah gedayla, yaisem at tzedakah. Why is it a mitzvah gedayla? What's the maila that alvah has better than tzedakah? Alvah, you're getting the money back. Tzedakah, you're giving away, you're losing it. Lekai, tzedakah should be a bigger mitzvah. So let's flesh that out. What's the nekuda? Let's see the smile. Look in the smile of cotton bays. The smile says, "Ken kosvu haramam v'aturzal," and this is the lashon. Shamakabelat tzedaka. The chilek is in a makabelat tzedaka kvar nitzdarech lishoil. He already had to come on to ask. Vizeh, I'm skipping the parentheses for a moment. Vizeh shalava, but this person that you're lending to, adayin lo higia lidekach. The person you're lending to didn't come needing to ask yet for tzedakah. Mashain came, the person's coming for tzedakah, never had a come on ready to ask for tzedakah, so therefore it's not as chosh of the mitzvah. This is like a Merav Sinigar. What's this chilek? What is the Rambam trying to tell you here? So on that, there are many interpretations. I'm going to share with you tonight, Belina, the three or four of them. The Sma says, now he comes to explain, what's the chilek? In the parentheses, he says, pish. V'af im lo yalvelo. What's the reason why tzedakah is an inferior mitzvah? Because he needed to come to ask her, hey, so what? V'af im lo yalvelo, even if you didn't, if you won't lend him, Yishol me'agaboyim v'shiyit noloi tzedakah. Since he's so used to already taking tzedakah, mishkefelech, what's going to happen? You won't lend him the money. Big deal. He'll go collect tzedakah. He's used to it. The guy who's not used to collecting tzedakah, he's desperate. You're not going to lend him. He has no brera. He doesn't know how to collect. He doesn't have shaf geld. He's not one of these collectors. He doesn't know what he's doing. So he's going to be stuck. He's going to be in trouble. He's going to die. He needs money and he's not going to get it. The ani who already came on tzedakah gets a chenetz. He knows what to do. He gets his letter from time to time. He already has the letter. He'll go in the zechen shneir in the morning and he'll collect tzedakah. Big deal. So he has an etzah. That guy has an etzah. So mamir is not so choshev. The guy who's coming to borrow doesn't have an etzah. And mamir, it's choshev. Isaiah zok tisma. All right. Interesting.
It would come out for that same guy. If you give him a donation, it would be more chashuv.
Oh, so to come out like this, Ma, what is really distinguishing between the two, good point, is not that Havah is greater than tzedakah, but rather a recipient of halva is better than the typical recipient of tzedakah. That means the guy who normally receives tzedakah, he already is used to tzedakah. But what happens if you have a guy who is already used to tzedakah, and now you have a choice, either lending him or giving him tzedakah? So maybe then there's no milo giving the halva. Because what do you do for deen? If you have a choice, two people in front of you, both already are used to tzedakah, both have the blue letter in their pocket. One wants halva, one wants tzedakah. So then there's no difference. The whole difference is because the guy who never was trained to collect, never came on to tzedakah, he's more desperate because he doesn't know what to do if he's not going to get these funds. All right, that's what should come out later tomorrow. What's interesting is that the Prisha, which is the Sma's own parish on the tour, the Prisha brings down such a pshat, and he says it doesn't make sense. I don't say it so stark. He says the Rambam in Tur is not soivul pirish zeh, the ikka chosam in azeifa. This pshat, to say that the nitztarech lisho means, and now he's a trained, experienced ani, and memele, he knows how to get the funds, is not what the words say. Kvan nitztarech lisho, therefore what? Because he needed to come on to tzedakah, he needed to come on to ask, it doesn't fit in the words. So therefore the Prisha says a different pshat. The Prisha suggests that the reason why halvaz gedoyla mitztarech is because it's an inin of busha. That is, that a guy who already is trained to get tzedakah, already is used to getting tzedakah, and the starach lishol, he doesn't have busha. Big deal. See, he's not lacking that busha shaboy when he takes tzedakah. The guy who never took tzedakah, the guy who has alva, the guy who already took stalker kraboli de busha, so he's not going to be mavayish if he has to keep on kaseda taking stalker. Mashenkin, the guy who never took stalker is going to have busha if he has to come on to tzedakah. So therefore, giving alva is a better type of a mitzvah because there's no busha involved. Mashenkin, by tzedakah, there is busha involved because he has to come on to taking, he has to come on to a handout, he has to come on to all this. Havaz nishkefelach, he thinks in his mind, he justifies his ego, because I'm going to pay the guy back. It's a normal business deal. Okay, I borrow money, I'll pay it back. But the guy who has to come on to tzedakah, he feels petty. He feels he has to come on to others. And mainly he has a degree of busha, so therefore it's inferior. It's inferior because of the busha. Now, if you have a shtickle trouble saying over the words of his pshat, it's because that's when Rashi already says it. Rashi in Shabbos on some Gimel Amav says this pshat, but Rashi in Shabbos says it's so much neater. Rashi doesn't say it's because yesterday and 2 days ago he already had to come on to ask for tzedakah. Rashi says right now, if you're giving avah or giving tzedakah, the guy who you're giving tzedakah feels bad. Right now, when you're giving tzedakah, he feels bad that he has to come on to tzedakah. Meshenke, the guy who wants halva, doesn't feel bad. He can keep his head up high. He feels like a mensch. He has his ego intact. So Mamela, there's less busha, much less busha involved in halva than in tzedakah. So Mamela, it's gedela halva, yesem tzedakah. But it has nothing to do with the words kshekran nistarak, literally, because the last year he ended up taking tzedakah. Who cares that it was mavoish the last year? The idea is right now, there's more busha involved to a handout than there is to halva.
It doesn't make sense. You're talking about somebody needs halva in front of you, they're stuck in front of you, and you're giving your halva to the guy halva, but the guy that's asking for something doesn't get anything.
Right.
So he's, forget about the busha, I'm not getting any money at all.
Right.
I'm giving it to the next guy. So why should the recipient decide this was even worse?
Okay, so you're going with the Taz of Shad that we're talking about a Kedima, one against the other. Right, correct. I said Obishin the Taz. The Smad doesn't say that's the Pshat in the Mechaba, so I don't know if this man needs it, but dine kedima. So I don't know, but I hear, if you learn like the Taz, maybe it won't work in this Pirish's chat. All right. The Mice is that the Rambam in the tour says his Lashon Kran Yistarach Lishol doesn't seem to be going like Rashi's chat. Truth be told, I don't know why they didn't bring down the Rishonim, but the Rishonim already say pshat in the Rambam, it's a different pshat entirely. The Chinuch, you can look in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Samach Vav, and there's also a Sefer HaBatim, which is in, it's a Sefer HaMitzvah. He basically says over Kemat, Mila B'Mila, the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rambam. And Rambam has a Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Maybe we, in our Rambam, there's Shine Gesoyis, but at least the Sefer HaBatim, when he says over the Rambam, which is by him, it's Mitzvah Kuf Tzadiches, over there, both the Chinuch and Sefer HaBatim say a different shot. And they say like this, and it's so sensitive. This is Chesed. He says like this. They say, a guy who's already geared to the matzav of Tzedakah, he already lost a lot of his busha. He already has thick skin. He already came to terms with his matzav. If he needs money, it's not the end of the world. He collected last year. He knows the next chasen he has to make. But the less bray, it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. But he has an eight, so he's going to collect. The guy that never came on, never needed tzedakah, what a pachad he has. He has such a busha. He's scared stiff that he might have to come on to tzedakah. He's going to be so mevuyish. So right now, the Lashon and Mamish poetic Lashon, he's in the dark. He's a fail of a cheshek that he's so petrified of having to come on chulila v'chatzit. He doesn't make it today. What's going to be? Tomorrow he's going to have to go collect. He is frightened that he'll have that busha of tzedakah. Memeila gedeila hava yesem tzedakah, because the guy who already collected tzedakah many times already came to terms with it. He doesn't have that fear of that busha. Meshekein, someone who never needed to come on tzedakah has that fear of being mevayish, has that fear of needing to be an ani collecting. That fear kills him. And memeila gedeila hava yesem tzedakah. As says Dr. Yishayim, and that taka fits kishmak, and the Rambam here too. Rambam Torah Shakran Nitzarek Lishol. This guy is already used to Meshekein. Adain lo yigili dekach, and he is petrified to come into such a massive. All right. It is aside from the mitzvah of exacta boy. Exacta boy, brother like Davis Chesed, exacta boy seems to be only someone who is being mismated and didn't totally fall, and you're saving him from hitting right, or even maybe going for a loan. He still wasn't mismated, but when the guy hit rock bottom already, and now you're setting him up in business, it sounds like from Davis Chesed you don't even have the mitzvah of exacta boy. It's only to prevent it from hitting. His business is going spinning down, and if you inject money there, you might be able to salvage his business or give him a different job before he mamish goes under. It's a whole separate mitzvah. I'm talking about just its mitzvah of Hava versus Tzedakah. The Maisa is a pashat and nafkamina between these pratim, and that is similar to what we said before, that if somebody was already ruggle to get Tzedakah, so he doesn't have that pachet already, and now you have a choice to give him Hava, mamish what we just said. So light the first pshat, like the smash prat shakran nisak lishol, so he has an eitz to go to gaboim. This guy has an eitz to go to gaboim. Like the chinuchin, the sefer batim shat, the same thing. The maisis, he doesn't have the pachet anymore. He doesn't have the pachet because he already, unfortunately, he tasted what it means to be a noni and have and lose his confidence, lose his picture amongst people. But shanking like this priest's pshat, well, the Rashi's pshat, that intrinsically there's a mile of havol of a tzedakah, because in this nesina he doesn't have to come on to you. So then, like Rashi, even such a person, there's still a mile of havol of a tzedakah, because every tzedakah, every time he takes a hand out, he feels he has to come on to someone. He feels embarrassed. Meshenkin ha'avah. So he's saving his faith. So that's a mailah of avah if it's tzedakah. All right, fine. Let's continue. Nakama mitzvah says, "Hey, lavas al ni yisrov who mitzvah gedolah yisam at tzedakah." And there's kedimis in that as well. If you have two people who want to have a kroivei ani koidim la'aniyim acherim, if you have a choice of a karev to aniyim acherim, you're mechiv to give to your karev before aniyim acherim. V'aniye iroi koidim la'aniyim er acheris. And aniye iroi come before aniyim er acheris. Because it has a similar gedarim to tzedakah. Kohen comes before Levi, Levi comes before Yisrael, and there are many, many gedarim. You can learn hukas tzedakah, and you'll see many of them. It's only brought down briefly here. All right. Comes along the Machaber and says another chiddush. Till now is mamish kumat the lashon haRambam. Now comes along the Machaber and he's being moisef from the Torah. The afilu asher, and even the asher shetzarech, it's supposed to be low voice or lihi low voice if there's such a word. And on the Torah, God says low voice shetzarech low voice. If you have an asher who right now is desperate and he needs to borrow, even an asher mitzvah lahavoisai lefi shah, you have a mitzvah to lend him lefi shah. Whatever that means, we'll see. Ulaha noisa yaf bedvarim, and to be mahana with Ram, be mechazik him. If he's going through a hard time, he's supposed to be mechazik him. He's also gemilas chazed. Ulayatza eitza hahugenis lo, if he needs an eitza, what to do with family or business, and you can give him that eitza. Gevaldik, you also have a gevaldik mitzvah of chesed. So even an asher has a mitzvah.
That's all chesed. Oh.
L'chayra, right. So what you see from here, if you're medayik in the words, it would seem clearly from the Machaba that it's not a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh, l'halvois la'aniyeh Yisrael dafka ta'anim. There's also a mitzvah la'avaysay for an asher, just like you be mahani him, just like you give him an eitzah. So that's a different mitzvah. It's gemilas chesed. He puts it together with all the other mitzvahs of gemilas chesed. It's clear from the machabel that the mitzvah to lend an asher is only on gemilas chesed, not on some kesef talvel sa'ami. It's only imach. That's clear l'chayr from the Mechaba. And it's also meduik like that from the Mechaba's Koteres at the beginning of the Simin. What are we going to discuss in Simin Sadi Zayin? L'hau vois l'ani. To lend money to an ani. Don't say l'hau vois. L'hau vois l'chaveri, l'hau vois l'Yisrael. L'hau vois l'ani. To an ani you have this mitzvah of him kesef tava. To someone who's not an ani you have a different mitzvah, gemilas chesed. Davis chesed makes it another diik. The Mechaba starts off mitzvah asay l'hau vois. And by the Nashi, it doesn't say the Afilu Ashi Tzak Lavas Mitzvah Saseh Lav Voisei. Just a Mitzvah Lav Voisei. Because you don't have this Mitzvah Saseh of Em Kesef Tava. That's limited only to an Ani. By an Ashi, you'll have a nice Indian of Gemilas Chesed, Midas Toiva of Chesed. Might be the Raisa, might be the Rabbanon of lending him, but it's not this Mitzvah Saseh of Em Kesef Tava. Azayz Mavua L'chayr in the Mechaba. Says on in the pasuk. Okay, because that we could get out of about. We'll see. The smell's going to argue with what I'm telling you. But I just want to be a little forceful here. That l'chay, there's no other way to read the Mechaba. All right. Okay, but if you look in the Goyin is Mavu, like we're saying too, because the Goyin says, what's the Makar? The Goyin says, the Makar is from Sukkah. If you look in the Gemara on Sukkah, Mem Tesem Beis, the Gemara on Sukkah says, Gemilas Chesed is better than Tzedakah, because Gemilas Chesed is Shayach to Anashim, Hashem can stock is on the Chayach to Anani. So you see, it's a nice thing. The Goyin also learned it's a Gemilas Chesed, Gevaldik Chesed, Gevaldik, but it's not this Mitzim Kesef Tauva. Now, the Mai Cigarette, I don't want to stop at the Mechaba. It's all the Rishonim. I'm going to go list the many. I'm just going to list maybe 10 Rishonim. Or Mavur, that when they bring down this mitzvah of lending, they say, Lahedi, the mitzvah is to lend, Aniyim.
Why doesn't the Asher come on Aniyim and get this Havon?
Why is he in?
He really needs it, so.
He really needs it for investment. Baruch Hashem, he's not starving. He has all the money. He's not starving. Just right now, he's not liquid, so he needs money. Big deal. So he needs money. But I'm not crying for him.
Asher, that's in a different city. He doesn't have.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Fine. So now, if you look in the Rishonim, let's go just go through a bunch of Rishonim. You look first of the Rambam, like I said, only brings down the first half of the Sif. The beginning of Hilkos Avoy says Mitzvah Asay La'avos Lani doesn't even bring down this whole thing about Gemilas Chesed to an Asher at all, because the whole Mitzvah is only by an Ani.
One minute, but let's say the guy is not liquid, like you said. But if he would liquidate his property in order to get money for the loan, he'd have a loss of, let's say, 50%. But don't we have from, we learned in Mitzia, we have to save a yid from a loss.
Yeah, but I don't know if that makes him into a nani. You have a different thing. The Gemilas Chesed save him from a loss. But he's not a nani. A nani, the Agedarim, or what's considered a nani. Now, I should really mention at the beginning. Our Gedarim, what's considered an Ani, and Chazal's Gedarim, I believe, are totally different. We, I think, have a distorted view. An Ani means, very broad definition, an Ani means anybody, we discussed it in Tzedakah, anybody who is not financially independent and then financially solvent, that he could stay like that, lo'ilam vo'ed. Which means, one case is, which is very rare, that a person has enough money in the bank stashed away that he could live off of the revachim. He doesn't have to touch the principal. He could live off of the revachim, lo'ilam vo'ed. That's one pshat, one second. The other pshat is, the only reason Amol and the Mimei Chazal was limited to a year, because this is where we've been Makhlekes Rishonim, but this is how we paskin, is because every year there was a new generation, there's a new Leket Shekor Peya that he can get to. But Bizmanenu, that they don't have Maisa Ani and Leket Shekor Peya, he has to live forever. He can't rely on next year's Leket Shekor Peya. There is no Leket Shekor Peya. So he has to be able to live forever. The other way to make him not an Ani is if he has a solid job. So if he has a solid job, or he has enough talents and credentials that Beder Chatev, he could maintain a solid job somewhere, so then yes, and he's financially independent because he what he's making feeds him, and next year he'll work again and feed himself again. But if somebody doesn't have a solid job, he's not making it, or someone's a younger man, and he doesn't have enough of a nadin stored away somewhere that he could just live off of the Ravachim, he's considered a nani. So basically, whether we like it or not, probably half, if not more, majority of Lakewood, and I wouldn't limit it to Lakewood, of many cities are considered anim. Halakhically, they're anim. And Mamela, yes, you would have this mitzvah deraisa of lending these people money. Okay, but anyway, getting back to this, so what's the mitzvah of lending a noni? Is there, you have a Rambam that says this, it only brings down the beginning. You have, I'm going to just run through the Sefer Mitzvahs, which is Vayta the Rambam and Esay Kuf Tzadi Zayin, like we just said before. A Smag Mitzvah Sasei Tzadi Gimel. The Smag Mitzvah Sasei Resh Mem Tes. The Chinuch Samak Vav. The Bahag Mitzvah Sasei Nun. The Zohar Ki, which is the Tashbat, is the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sasei Yutes. There's even Rishonim, conventional Rishonim on the Sugis. There's a Meyuchas Redvam, Bav Matzia Pei Bezim and Beis. There's a regular Redvam, Bav Matzia Pei Bezim and Aleph. They all say the Mitzvah is to lend a noni. It's pretty convincing that the mitzvah is only to lend a noni. Now, somebody is going to be in action and say, maybe it's urcha de milsa naka because someone who's not a noni that doesn't need to borrow, which is a shver teretz, but if tisakesh, then I'll tell you there's also a ravid. There's a ravid when we discussed last week, the ravid asked the shayla to the Ribben Pelet. So, Grado, we have the tshuva, the Ribben Pelet, and then the tshuva Zerashba, but we don't have the Shaila. But if you look, there's a sefer called Sifrin Shal Rishonim over there. They found the tshuva, the Shaila, the tshuva. And over there on page 200, it brings in the Shaila of the Raiva, that he's going through 20 mitzvahs that there's no bracha, and he wants to know why. And he lists off, in Teichadvam, he lists off, one mitzvah is Hamalva Kaspay Lo'ani. Another mitzvah is V'halvas Chesed La'asher. It's a second mitzvah. Now, it's not Uchet Milzanaka. We're talking about someone who needs, even a Noshe needs Halva. But that's a different mitzvah. That's Halva's Chesed. That's Gmilat Chesed to lend a Noshe. On this mitzvah, Kesef Talva, is Amalva Kaspe, Kesef Talva, Lo'ani. It's Dafka to an Ani. It's Mavun Rishonim, it's many more Rishonim. It's Mavun Rishonim that the mitzvah is only by an Ani. Anyone says otherwise, it's Gazanga Bench and Shtak, but the mice is not, you're going against Rishonim. Unfortunately, it's including the Tzma, but it's against Rishonim. The mice is Ulu Rishonim and Mavur that's Dafka to an Ani. And Baruch Hashem, as they talk to the grip, Perlau, he has a sefer on the sefer mitzvahs over there. And I say chof hey, he also says like that, and the Ebenezer also touches the Rambam like that. It's only to anani. Okay, but truth be told, derech eretz, we have a siman. Siman says faket. If you look in this massive kon aleph, the siman says in the middle, he says with the cause of stam es ami. The beginning of the pasuk says am kesef tal es ami. Then es ha ani imach. And from there we learn v'lamiyat ela la'akum shumami noi the mitzvahs asehi afilu lahalvus la'ashe haratzarik levishah ela she'ani koydim loy. The reason why the pasuk you ask why does the pasuk say ani for that's to just give you din kedima that ani comes before nasha, but you want to know by your nasha do you have a mitzvah asehi? Yes, you have a mitzvah asehi the raisa the same mitzvah asehi to lend the nasha too because it says imkesa talves ami and ami means even a nasha. I say zok this man. The mice is going against all the Rishonim. Comes along the Avis Chesed. And Avis Chesed in Simin Vav, Sevkot and Gimel, he wants to make a pshara. He says himself, he found a pesha dovel that makes everything gavaldic. He can have it by an asher too, but not all ashirim, only by aniyim. He says like this, Venzach, if the asher just needs money, no, then you don't have a mitzvah, it's only a gemilas chesed. He makes the same, the yukum and the machaba, the rambam. Yeah, it's only gemilas chesed. But if the usher is desperate for money, kila fa'amim, I'm going to say all his words, kila fa'amim dachuk bi'inyanov, he is dachuk in his inyanim, l'sach gadol, he needs a lot of money, and he's dachuk for a sach gadol, k'moy ha'ani, that's dachuk l'sach katan, then oz yesh mitzis asei d'araisa. But if he's not dachuk for the sach gadol, like an ani is dachuk for a sach katan, then you don't have the mitzis asei, then it's only his gemilas chesed.
Doesn't somebody have to say such a thing?
L'chayra, yeah, okay, let me just theorize. And he says, and he has a right from the chinuch. Gewaldic. This is gewaldic, he marshals the chinuch. The chinuch is already above one, he brings the chinuch, but he marshals the chinuch. The chinuch by Yosins over here says the mitzvah is only to anani. That's how he says over the mitzvah. Yet the chinuch in Tuf Ayin Tes, when he's talking about the mitzvahs at tzedakah, he says the following lashon, I'll quote to you the lashon, it's nice. Ki af ba'ashirim ha'gedeilim, he's talking about tzedakah now. Ki af ba'ashirim ha'gedeilim, even by very wealthy individuals, you can still be mekayim the mitzvahs at tzedakah, lefamim, sometimes, kegoin. Shu b'makom she'in makir Nisai, he's in a place that no one knows who he is. V'tzarek levois, and he doesn't have money, he needs money. Oy lefamim sheitzdarek mipnei chayla mikra acher, he's desperate for a certain medication. Or ledava echad shehu b'yatcha, that you have. V'lo yimse mimenu b'makha, and he cannot get it any other way. It's a medication that will stop. There's no more vaccines. I don't know. You have the only vaccine left, and he desperately needs it. Or he needs a vaccine. It's kedem hametz, but you need a certain refuah, and he can't get all that medication. So then you have a mitzvah tzedakah even by inosha. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, you see mamish what that guy is saying. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, you see that sometimes by inosha, if he's really desperate, then you have the mitzvah asay. But if he's not so desperate, then you don't have the mitzvah asay. You only have gemilas chesay. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, I'm saying over his lashon because I don't understand the hagdara. So what does it mean, desperate? What does it mean, very desperate? How do you gauge that? Mamish like a nani. I don't know. I have to take a litmus test to see how desperate a nehemah, and then figure out how to apply it to Hashem. It's a difficult job to do. Second of all is, I don't know what he fadin. Why is he saying this to Ezechiah? To shtim how the sma, how the pasuk as ami could shtim with all the rishonim, or at least the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, who's mavu that the mitzvah say is only by a nehemah and not by a shim. Like the Chavetz Chaim, the mitzvah is by a shim too. So Zayin only an usher who's very desperate. Good, but an ani who's desperate, very desperate, has the mitzvah say. So why did the Rambam and Chavetz say mitzvah say lavas ani Yisrael? It's not the anim, it's everyone. Anyone who's desperate, the anim are desperate, Hashim are very desperate. Anyone who's desperate has the same mitzvah. Why did he? I don't know what he fadid. The kasha was, you're going against the rishonim, you're going against the mechaba. So what's the teretz? What is this pesha dava that's such a gavaldika teretz? But he's not an ani. He's a millionaire. Just for this deal, he needs $200,000, and he only has $180,000. So he wants about $20,000 from you. He's very desperate for this. He's very desperate. That is, he needs something. That he's talking on it. Oh, so very good. Very good. You bring the argument, and he brings a raya from the chinuch. I think there's no raya from the chinuch, like you're pointing out. Where's the chinuch coming from? The chinuch coming from a mishnah. The mishnah already says in Peyo, Perkei Mishnah Dal, which is what you're saying, about Abaye that he was going mimakim lamakim, shoyevim mimakim lamakim, and he doesn't have money. I know he lost his money. He spent his money. He's right now, but Isi Matzev. All his money, all his wealth doesn't help him because he's going to die right now. He doesn't have the money with him. He's supposed to take Lekka Chikor Peah, and there comes along the Chum in the Mishnah says, why? Ki ani haya ba'isa shah. Because right now, Ba'asher Husham, he's an ani. Right now, he doesn't have money. He's an ani. I have money somewhere else that doesn't help him. He is an ani ba'isa shah. Which means, halachically, he's an ani. I mean, when he comes back to his, he took now Lekka Chikor Peah, and now he comes home, and he's sitting in his mansion, and he's counting his hundreds. He doesn't have to pay back the Lekka Chikor Peah. Because when he took it, he was an ani by Sashah. Now he's back to an ashi. He came back home. But when he was on the road, he's an ani. That's where the Chinuch Pashas is coming from. So what raya does the Chavetz Chaim have over there that the mitzvah is even by an ashi? There is no mitzvah by an ashi, like the Rishonim say. It's only by an ani. He is an ani. An ashi who is on the way, who doesn't have money, is very desperate, needs a medication, only you have. For now, for this thing, he is an ani. Halachically, he's an ani. Memelavad will be mechal this mitzvah. And it's not a steed to mechal, but mitzvah say, lavus ani Israel. You could be an ani even if you're an ashi, sometimes. Rare, but sometimes. But if you're an usher, if you have money, and just because you're very desperate for some type of a deal, or you don't want to lose your business, one of your million businesses you don't want to lose, and you don't have the capital to save it, and if you're very desperate, you're very, very desperate, but you're still an usher. And if you're an usher, you don't have this mitzvah. So I say, L'chaira, so you have to know what he wanted, b'char from the chinuch. Ma'isa Baruch Hashem, you've looked at Mincha Chadasha. Well, here in the Mitzvah Samach Zayin, sounds like he's saying this too, and the Chedush Yerim sounds like he's saying it too. It's only by an ani, but an usher sometimes can be an ani as well. I want to be maisif here, is that the Sma brings down, and Avos Chesed brings down, that when you have a mitzvah, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah lahakdim ani to an usher. Which they imply, vice dois, that even to an usher, you also have a mitzvah, just as a din kedima to do to an ani to an usher. So it's not a right that's a mitzvah, as I say, it could be just asking me, Chesed. Right, like we said, because you have a mitzvah to lend an usher, but that's only else gemilas chesed. But in this din kedima of an ani to an usher, the Chavetz Chaim is mechadish, that even such an usher who's very, very, very desperate, his usher that's very desperate, that you have a mitzvah that say deraisa to lend to, still an ani comes first before such an osher. This is like the Chavetz Chaim. Because the pasuk loit him as Ami is talking about such an osher who's very, very desperate, and still the Torah continued to say as a ani to tell you that the ani comes before even such an osher. This is like the Chavetz Chaim. Ledidan, that we learn that there is no mitzvah of this, there's no mitzvah that same kesatava by an osher. Any usher, and it's only somebody who is halakhically an ani. He might have been an usher, but right now, for the time being, he is an ani. He's an ani. So could be that there's no difference between a regular ani and an usher who right now is an ani halakhically. They're both anim. So you can't say as ani imo comes before. They're both anim. They're both the same people. So they both have a halakhic status of anias. So memela, there is no din kadima. L'chari, you could say that. However, there's a mekeves hamishna that's a pirish. On the Mechilta, God, he has also a pirish on Sefri and Sefra. I think it's Tairis Adam, told us on him, something like that. But there's a Mechavis HaMishnah has a pirish. Over here, Mishpatim, in Parsha Yitesiv Kan Gimel, he teaches the Pasuk, Mamish, like this, that as Ami is talking about a Osher who has the halachic status of Anani, that is, he's over Mimakim Lamakim and he has no money with him, and then you will have a Chiv Deraisa of Kesef Tavu, because he has a halachic din of Anani. Because he also holds that it's only miyuchid to aniim, and of them state in the Torah as a ani imak that the ani comes, a real ani comes before an usher who has a halacha of being an ani. As Dr. McKay, so he holds yes, even b'chay gavni you'll have a din kadima. Why? So he doesn't explain, but the Mincha Chadasha says a pshat, and he says because an usher who doesn't have is still better off than an ani who doesn't have, because the usher who doesn't have is so easy for him to get a loan. Because everyone knows he's a usher. Everyone knows he's Reichman. So he doesn't have money with him right now. Beseda, he's guaranteed to get this avok because he's guaranteed to pay back. He's sitting on wealth somewhere else. So, but the ani who doesn't have that, it's much more difficult for him to get avok. Memela, an ani will come before this usher who has a din like an ani.
Right, in
Kesef Taves Ami, and then why did it say Esa Ani? To tell you not, well, Anim are also part of Ami. Everyone's part of Ami. Anim and Ashir. And then the Torah gave you another more focused definition as Anim to tell me that Ani comes before an Ashir. All right. At the end of the day, the bottom line is a mitzvah derais and kesadava. I'm pretty confident, from at least from the Rishonim, that there's only a mitzvah by aniyim. However, don't forget, there's still a mitzvah gemilas chesed even to an asher. Now, the mechaber's lashon is v'afilu asher shetzarach luvois mitzvah la'avoisa lefi sha'a. What does lefi sha'a mean? So the Taz over here and the Avos Chesed in Siman Aleph. Perek Aleph, Sifkot Yitches, their mavur that they touch up lefi shah means for a small duration of time. An ani I lend. An usher lefi shah, he only needs the money for a short period of time, for a day or two or three. So I'm mechui about gemilas chesed la'avaisa lefi shah only for a short period of time. The Taz says, I am not mechui to lend an usher for 30 days. Only an ani I'm mechui to lend up to 30 days. But an usher I'm not mechui to. An usher I'm only mechui to lend short term loans. Sorry? Even Al Chesed. Even Al Chesed, I'm only mechuyev lefi shah for a small duration of time. That's how he teaches lefi shah. However,
what does that mean?
I
mean? Just less than 30 days?
Yeah, it doesn't say. It says a few days. I don't know. What about a week and a half? I don't know. Less than 30, but for a few days. I don't know. For a short period of time, lefi shah. However, I Luli de Mistapina, I would teach that lefi shah means totally something else in Gansin, and that is, you have to know where they're coming from. In fact, Avos Chesed himself says, where does the Lashon come from? He says, because the Lashon comes from Rabbeinu Yoino in Mishnah Novice, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Himself says that early on in the Perek, but you see, Rabbeinu Yoino says it's something else. Rabbeinu Yoino says, Yemuchuv lahavis lahem, even in Hashem, Momin, Bisha'ah, at the time, She'eni Matzah Biyadim, at the time they don't have. It's not, we're not discussing the duration of the loan. We're talking about lefi shah, that if it comes out, that an usher needs it. It does not happen often. Lefa'amim, occasionally, it's a rare occasion, like the Chinuch also said, the lashon lefa'amim. Lefi shah, when it happens, at the hour, at the time, that he needs money, then yes, he mechuyev to lend him money. But for how long? I don't know, forever, how long he needs it for. Forever, maybe a year, maybe a month, maybe the same shir like for lending an ani. But it's not also a mitzvah keset avah, it's a mitzvah gemilas chesed. We're not talking about the duration of the loan, we're talking about the timing. You're supposed to do a lefi shah when the usher needs the money, then you're mechuyev to lend to him. But maybe even for a longer period of time. So,
what is it coming to lafuki, that if he needs it for a business deal, does it go as chesed either?
Right, means let's say the guy, I don't know, if the guy is, if the guy wants it for extra investments, so maybe then maybe you go first. I'll say over Sefer Chassidim, a powerful Sefer Chassidim. If you look in the Tuf Reish Pei, I'll say over the Kamat Loshin, he says, Eilu Heim Shehem Yoisim Gezel Veinim Gezel. He's going to now say two stories that are even more chama than Gezel. It's more Gerua than Gezel, but it doesn't qualify for the Issa of Gezel. And that is Ha'asher Sha'aymel Ani, and Asher goes over to Ani and he tells him, Havali, please lend me money. Va'asher, what does he now do with the money? He's Malva Oysam. He invests it, he lends it, he puts it in CDs and zero coupons. I don't know, he had to ask his. He lends it to other people. Larvich behem. So he goes to an Ani, borrows money, and now flips it and lends it elsewhere for a profit. That's Gerua Migezel. So even worse than Gezel. Why? Because that money, that Gezel, the Ani could have done that too. Don't do it for yourself. Tell the Ani where to lend money at a profit and let him do it. You know, you take his money and then you keep the profit for yourself. That's Gerua Migezel. That's one.
It has to be with Afghan and Ani. He does it to a regular person.
I don't know.
He says, you know what? It's a mitzvah. You lend your money. It's better than making profit and everything. To me, and then he does the same thing.
Maybe, but Lamai says, he said, maybe then it's not Gerua Migezel. Maybe it's just equivalent to Gezel. It's Gerua Migezel if you do this to an Ani. One more story. V'chein. Asher sho'ayel like b'tevasei kama litri. He has mamish parked away stash. He needs that for his chasen. He has a savings thing, and now, but he needs for biz, but he doesn't want to touch his savings. I don't want to touch my savings. So what does he do? And he goes over to Ani to borrow money. It's a very nice cheshbon. He doesn't want to touch the savings, but he's now doing it on Ani's cheshbon. He's borrowing money that he really didn't need. Be yisoid. Psychologically, he needed it because he doesn't want to touch his savings, but he really didn't need it. He had the money, and he's borrowing from the Ani. He should have borrowed from himself, borrowed from his own savings to whatever he needs it for. If he borrows from an Ani, b'chai gavna, it's Gerua Yoisim Gezel. It's even worse than Gezel.
The story, God would dove in Basheva.
The what?
Asher took, then while it was chassid on his own, so and he went to the Ani and took his yechidah, you know, his kevesh.
How do you know he was chassid on his own zone? I know, he just wanted more. Oh, yeah? Okay, fine. So maybe that's where it's coming from. So it's Gerua Yoisim Migezel. It's not an Issa Gezel, but it's Gerua Yoisim Migezel. All right, Rabbi Sai, we're going to have to end over here. Basically, Siv Aleph, what we just accomplished, is talking about the mitzvahs asay of Avah. Blinado Siv Beis, we'll get to, it's very geschmack, is about the Issa of how to collect Avah, how much you're allowed to nudge and bother. Many, many halachas, many nafkaminis. It's going to be very geschmack, Blinado. All right, Agutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.